Hello, I'm Jim Edgar, and welcome to another podcast from the Learn IT to Teach project. In October 2012, I attended the TESOL Canada Annual Conference. I met up with Dr. Ken Beattie of Anaheim University shortly after he delivered an excellent presentation called The Unexpected Next, Emerging Technologies and Their Application in Language Teaching and Learning. During his presentation, Dr. Beattie introduced six big ideas for integrating technology into the classroom. Dr. Beattie kindly summarized these ideas for this podcast.
Hi. Okay, so let me talk about these big ideas. All right. So the first one is what we have to do in the classroom is we need to create assignments with variation. And then we have to leave it to the students to decide the best way to do it. So the variation, for example, if you're asking students to do holidays, well, ask them each to do a different holiday. So they're all doing the same assignment, but at least they're getting some variation in there that's interesting for them, and it's interesting for the other students. And the magnitude of what is going to be learned as they share those ideas is so much better than if you asked all of the students to, say, write something about New Year's or Valentine's Day. The second big idea is to create or steal maybe assessment rubrics. Now, a rubric is a measurement of how well the student is doing on the project. And by giving them the rubrics ahead of time, we're essentially outlining our expectations. What are they doing? How are they supposed to do it? And how will they know if they've done a good job? It helps us in the marking as well. And when you give them a technology project, it helps them to assess the worth of the amount of time that they're putting into something, whether it's too much or too little. The third big idea is to make students responsible for teaching other students new software and hardware. But you can easily do this by putting students into groups and then they can share. So that's an idea that you might take even a little bit further by asking students to investigate ideas such as Code Year. In Code Year, they get sent a little bit of coding practice and ideas and discussion every week, and they complete a task, and then they go on and do the following week. And soon, after a year, they've had 52 lessons and learned how to code. Now, they don't have to complete it in a year, and some students might do it faster. But it's the type of idea that gets the students involved in an activity, which, yes, it's giving them more technical skills, but you can see that it's giving them more language skills at the same time. Another idea is to create assignments that encourage students to contribute to larger projects. Now, this is typically something like a wiki. And let's go back to the example of holidays that we mentioned. You have them talk about the holidays, and then they can edit each other's work. They can add video, they can add audio, they can add text and photographs. But then what's really exciting is they can edit each other's work, and in subsequent years, a student can go back and look at what the others have done and improve upon it. Over time, you're creating a fabulous teaching resource for you and a fabulous learning resource for your students. It's always important to consider yourself as a digital hoarder. As students do projects, take photographs of them or record the students in class or take audio clips. There are, of course, always privacy concerns, but try to capture some of that information so it can be used in subsequent years. A fifth big idea is to try to make their learning public. We know this works when we simply put up a student's work, a handout or something that they've done, or a test that they've completed successfully up on the wall. They feel proud, but also it invites the look of other students. They can examine it and see how well they've done, so everybody benefits. When you use electronic resources, such as bulletin boards or YouTube, private channels, things like that, where family and friends can review their assignments as well, it all gives them more input and helps them to learn the language. The final idea is to engage learners in reflection and iterative improvements. What do we mean by that? Well, first of all, they have to reflect on what they've done. And we can consider that in the situation of a technological, digital assignment, there's never a finished product. It's always in draft stage. There's always something they can go back and change and make it better. So encourage them to do that, even if it's just a little bit at a time. And a wonderful thing, of course, is to move your classes away from competitive models where every student is trying to be better than everyone else, even if it's at the expense of other students, and move towards a situation where you're collaborative. Get students to exchange projects and see what they can help to improve in both of them.
Thanks, Dr. Beattie, for your innovative ideas on using technology in the language classroom.
This podcast comes to you from the Learn IT to Teach project. The project is funded by the Government of Canada through Citizenship and Immigration Canada. Thank you for listening.